You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the key roles of a state attorney general is protecting consumers. A guest editorial today in Bridge Magazine accuses Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette of a weak track record of consumer protection in our state. The editorial is written by Michigan State University law professor Mark Totten, who ran on the Democratic ticket against Mr. Schuette in 2014. Mark Totten, welcome to Stateside.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me on, Cynthia.
So I'm going to quote you from the editorial piece that you wrote in Bridge. Here's your quote. Under Bill Schuette, Michigan has one of the weakest consumer protection programs in the nation. So what's the basis for that claim?
Well, look, we've known for a long time that the Michigan Attorney General hasn't been doing what needs to be done in the area of consumer protection. But what we particularly have in hand now is a study that I was a part of. It was a multi-author team, including a former consumer protection chief from the Minnesota AG's office. And what we did was a first-of-its-kind study looking at how attorneys general enforce their state consumer protection acts. So it was a massive collection of data. We sent these open record requests, sometimes called Freedom of Information requests, to every attorney general in the United States. And we got 100% response rate, which we certainly were not expecting. We were able to assemble around 800 cases. These were all of the cases that were brought under a state consumer protection act in 2014. And we had about 800 cases. And then we looked at every one of them. We asked about 200 questions of every one of these cases. And we were able to get really a snapshot of what the enforcement of state consumer protection law looked like across the United States. And that had never happened before. It was really hard to, you know, try to figure out who was good at enforcement and who wasn't.
And so you looked at volume of cases, you looked at relief obtained for consumers and leadership in large multi-state lawsuits. So where did Michigan rank?
You know, Michigan was very low in the rankings, probably in around the bottom one-third, as I mentioned in the article. I think that's highly surprising. I mean, Michigan is one of the largest states in the nation. And if you look where states show up, there's real reasons to be concerned. Some of the smallest states in the nation, like Vermont, Iowa's got around 3 million people, were extremely proactive in terms of protecting consumers. Republican states were as well. It wasn't simply partisan. States like Texas and Florida, which both have Republican attorneys general, came out quite strong in terms of protecting consumers. But Michigan, at least in 2014, had very little to show in terms of protecting consumers. And it became pretty clear pretty quick that 2014 was not an exception.
You do note in your editorial that most of the releases that the Attorney General has put out were about large multi-state cases, right? Most of which other states led and Michigan really wasn't a part of. So are you saying, is he taking a bow for work done by other states' attorneys general?
You know, I think certainly as readers who are encountering these on newspapers and websites and so on are seeing it, I think, you know, that's what they're inclined to think. But here's the problem. You know, so the reader sees, you know, that the Michigan Attorney General, for example, just announced, you know, a massive settlement from, let's say, Target Corporation because of its data breach in 2013. This happened just last year. And it's tempting to think, you know, wow, like our attorney general was really aggressive. He went out and took on this major corporation and brought all this money back to harm consumers. But that's hardly ever the case, because really what happens is there's AGs, attorneys general from other states that are doing all the hard work. And many of these times, Michigan is literally offering a signature to get this money and then shoots out a press release. You know, as I mentioned in the article, like, we just need to be very skeptical about these claims. We don't have award banquets for children who feed their parents, and we shouldn't give substantial credit to an attorney general who simply scribbles a signature on a page and collects money.
Now, you ran against Mr. Schuette in 2014 and lost. So how do you respond to those who wonder if this editorial and the motivation for this study is basically sour grapes?
You know, look, I've been an advocate for consumers for a very long time. And it certainly was never going to be the case that one defeat at the ballot box was going to keep me from continuing to do the same.
What do you hope might come from this study of enforcement of consumer protection laws for Michigan's consumers?
I think foremost, the public just needs to be aware of how bad it is in Michigan, in this particular area of the law, how bad enforcement is. The Attorney General has many responsibilities, but one of the most important ones, certainly since Frank Kelly left office, is protecting consumers. And it's hard to hold your elected Attorney General accountable if you don't know how good a job they're doing. And so this study, certainly, you know, for me, caring especially about Michigan, but really for people all across the United States, is an attempt to let them see how their Attorney General is using his or her powers. And I hope this is the beginning of an important conversation. And I hope there's scrutiny. I hope there's scrutiny by the press. You know, when they get press releases from the Attorney General with these really large eye-popping payouts, I hope they take the additional step and ask hard questions like, you know, what role did you play here? Did you lead this case? Did you do more than sign a signature? Those are important questions that have to be asked and that the citizens have a right to know.
MSU Law Professor Mark Totten. You'll find his guest editorial at bridgemi.com. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
When contacted, Attorney General Bill Schuette's office pushed back strongly against the assertion that consumer protections have lagged under his tenure. His spokesperson sent us a statement which reads in part, and I quote, "Mr. Totten's commentary focuses narrowly on his perceived shortcomings but ignores the fuller picture of what Bill Schuette has done to help Michigan consumers." The AG's office then supplied a lengthy, detailed rebuttal, and we have posted that along with Professor Totten's interview. You'll find them at the stateside page at michiganradio.org.